Welcome to another episode of Love, Life, Legacy. My name is Tisa Tsomutasa, and I'll be your guide as we navigate life's biggest challenges, from boys, to books, to bosses, you name it. Now settle in, let's have fun. Hi everyone, welcome to another Sunday of Love, Life, Legacy. My name is Tisa Tsomutasa. If you're new, welcome. If you're regular, welcome back. As you know, Sundays are getting exciting. Last week was actually very, very amazing because I got such a mixed bag of feedback. Everybody loved the episode, but everyone was in their feelings. Like, some people were feeling like, I don't want to stay. I don't want to sit in the mess. And, you know, others were like, thank you so much for acknowledging that some of us don't really have an option to just up and go. You know, there's a lot of emotions around that. So I loved it. So I decided this week I will touch on the topic of settling. So are you currently settling in your relationship? And you can even take this even in your friendships, even in your job, you know, because if you think of the idea of settling in relationship, if somebody asked you about your job, like, what would you do if you really, really hated your job? You'd obviously leave, right? Or start looking for another job. And what if the other person goes, yeah, but what if there's no other job like this? You'll be like, oh, please. There are like a million jobs out there. I'll find something. And I think that sometimes when you're going through heartbreak or somebody has let you down, like my situation now, you start to kind of generalize or go into relationships not really being sure. And then because of that doubt, you start settling for less than what you know you deserve. So yeah, I thought I should touch on this. It's what I've been reflecting on during the week. And yeah, let's get into it. So how do you define, or how do I define settling? I think the best way to define settling is when your wants, needs, expectations, and your deepest desires are not being met in a relationship and you choose to stay anyway, right? And most of the time, you could find yourself confusing this with basically just being realistic, right? Is being realistic settling? Because nobody's perfect. So you start to wonder, am I settling or am I just being realistic? Because, you know, I always say, if God wanted us to be with angels, he would have sent angels for us to be here with. But no, he sent us human beings. And these things are not perfect, you know. And my other friend even said, like, yeah, but angels might also not have been the perfect partners because they would be so shiny and they would be settling for us. Maybe angels want angels. But yeah, so for me, how I can differentiate that, like, settling is more when you're compromising yourself to a point where you're unhappy, right? Whereas being realistic is more about balance and understanding each other, right? So with settling, you know, if you're putting your needs on the table and you know that if you do put them on the table, then the relationship will not survive. Like, it's contingent on you being a certain way, then you're settling. You should be able to put your needs on the table and the other person puts their needs, and then you sort of reach a compromise that doesn't break the other person. You're bending, but you're not breaking. But you know you're settling because you even know subconsciously or consciously that if you express your true desires and your true needs, then the other person might not be keen on being with you, right? Whereas with being realistic, you know, there's a healthy balance of understanding yourself, understanding your partner, while also being mindful that there are things that are acceptable and not acceptable in a relationship, right? And the question that you could ask, right, is there a timing thing when it comes to settling? Because when you are new in a relationship, most of the time you can reason that I'm just learning this person, you know, I'm observing, right? So is there really settling right away? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. You know you're settling because most of the time you find that earlier on you're misleading the other person, you know, you're not communicating your true needs. And okay, worst case scenario, you're just basically lying. But yeah, you have to ask yourself if early in the relationship, if I'm really presenting the truest version of myself. You know, I'm one to believe, you know, with what I've been through in my relationship, the next person that I'll be with, I'm most likely not going to share all the gory details of what happened in my life. I'm hoping I'm going to be with somebody who doesn't listen to my podcast. Or if they do, they skip the part where I'll be unpacking my life. But yeah, I think it takes away from the relationship when you come forward with all the nonsense. Also, what I know about that is when you lead with your trauma and your pain, men being men, or rather some men, could take the opportunity to sort of take that information and set it as a bar of what you're willing to handle. And to, in all fairness to me and to them, the person that I might be getting into the relationship as might not necessarily have the same standards as that person. But it just feels like it sets the breeding ground for nonsense, right? And for an opportunity for that other person to feel like, oh, this one was able to accept this, therefore I can do that. Whereas there's a lot of growth that has happened, you know, so what I was willing to accept then isn't necessarily what I'm going to accept in the new relationship. So I don't see the need to come and lead with that. But I will lead with my expectations. And I don't ever want to be in a position where I start pretending as if certain things are okay because I don't want to lose the person, right? And just to give you an example, a recent example, actually. So as I'm going through my divorce, there's some guy who really ticked all my boxes that I liked, but yeah, like is a big term for me. But when I was going through the list of the things that I want in a partner, they sort of met all of them except one key one. And for me, for example, in whatever relationship that I want to be in, I want a person who really just is obsessed with me, right? And this person kind of showed that in the beginning, but there were circumstances relating to their life situation that wasn't making them that for me. And I found myself compromising a little bit, but eventually I sort of drew the line. And I drew the line at that point where I was having a conversation with my other friend. I have a very strict friend, Judy. She's amazing. She's got a YouTube channel. One day I'll shout her out. She must pay me first. I'm kidding. I just don't have her permission, so I won't shout it out. But yeah, so she's one of my many bouncing boards, and she was very clear to me that, okay, what do you want out of this relationship? And then I was like, okay, I don't even know if I want a relationship. It's like, okay, fine, but what are your requirements? And we took time and we wrote a list of my requirements, right? And that was awesome. I now know what I want. And yes, I'm not in a stage where I want anything deep and serious. I don't even think I'm at a stage where I think I would ever want marriage again. But that's just where I am now. I don't know what this is going to look like later. But what I do want now is somebody who is sure about me, even if it's just on a we're going to talk all the time kind of thing. You know, it's a requirement for me. It's a need. I don't want uncertainty. It's just where I am now. And this person wasn't giving me that certainty. And obviously, I'm very aware that I'm now demanding a lot more from this person. And it's also okay. Like, I've also accepted that because of what I'm going through in my life, I might be the toxic one, right? I might be wanting more than the normal person because of what I've been through. But immediately when I noticed that, okay, my requirements are not going to be met here, I had to be strong enough to be like, you know what? Thank you. But no, as much as you're great, for the details of that exist today, no, right? And yeah, it was hard. It was actually a very hard one for me. Not even because I liked that person that much, but because I kept wrestling with, did I make the right decision? Am I tossing away? Because I'm in that stage where anybody who just one thing that doesn't make me happy, I toss them away. My other friend and I last week were discussing my list, the list that I did. It has like 15 things. My brother just heard 15, also was like, okay, girl. But hey, it's my list. But my other friend looked through my list, and one of my requirements was that the person must be wise. We have never laughed so hard. Like, oh my God, we couldn't stop laughing because a wise man, right? But anyway, I digress. But either way, the moral of that whole story was that there was a guy who was it, right? Like, check, 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 check. But I could not betray myself to be with this person. And I knew that for this thing to happen, that area of my life has to be compromised. And I just chose not to. So you have to sort of be brave enough to look at situations and ask yourself that, am I in my authenticity settling here? Or is this something that I can live with, right? Because I mean, you could have a guy that has money, that is tall and handsome, but treats you very badly. And you're settling in the area of treatment, you know? And you know that if I demand more, if I demand that he stops cheating, this relationship won't work. You're settling. He is good, but you're settling, right? So let me give you the signs so that you know if you're settling in your relationship. So the first thing is you will compare your relationship to other people. So when you're seeing couples on Instagram, on your WhatsApp status, or even in your life, your friends, your couple friends, or your family, maybe you look at your parents and you're like, ah, man, you're comparing because you're feeling unfulfilled. There's an area that you know is missing, and it's a key area for you, and that's why you're looking outside of your relationship for what am I missing? Why am I not feeling? Why am I not experiencing relationships like that? Another way with comparing is you start daydreaming about being someone different. And someone different in terms of characteristics. It could be a real person. You could have a character that you've seen on a movie and you just start fantasizing about that person. That daydreaming is a sign that maybe there's something missing or something, a need that's being unfulfilled in your current relationship. Secondly, is if you have a fear of loneliness, right? You're with this person and the first thing when you think, hey, Mara, I want to leave. If the first thing that pops into your mind is, oh gosh, but now I'm going to be alone. That fear of loneliness is mostly why people settle. A lot of people do settle because, yeah, being alone is hard. Hey, there's a void and another person can fill it. And they can fill the void of loneliness, but not fill all your other relationship requirements. And it's okay to sort of be in that space where you're aware that I'm with this person because right now I don't have someone and I just want to have anyone. And sometimes that anyone, you're compromising on the things that matter to you. So behavioral, whatever. I mean, the Bible says do not be unequally yoked. And trust me, the price of being unequally yoked is so, so high. I know it. And also, you're a little bit dependent. A lot of relationships, especially marriages, have a codependency where you actually cannot see your life without this person. You're entangled, right? Your bills are together. Everything is wired together. You actually cannot fathom life without this person. And unfortunately, psychologists, every psychologist knows this, that codependency stems from a lack of self-worth. Sorry to say it, but it is. It's deeply rooted in a need or desire to be approved of by others. That's why you're codependent. And that codependency leads to a lot of compromise and a lot of settling. And I'm sorry, I know this is the part where I lose the wives. Sorry, guys. But that codependency is not healthy. If you're with your husband and you know that if you demand it, like I know people that if they demand it from their husbands that, okay, I can't be a housewife, I need to work, their marriages would end. The partner is just like, that's a deal breaker for me. And it's not healthy. But of course, it's your dynamic. Live with it. I mean, Love Life Legacy is never designed to tell you what to do. It's just information so that you can broaden your perspective on issues and then make decisions that work for your life. Codependency also because of the children, right? I mean, you're entangled. What am I going to do with the kids when I'm a housewife and I don't have money? you know. But that's where that low self-worth is stemming from, because you don't have an identity outside of this person. What happens if they die? You would have to jump out of that. Anything can happen. What happens when they cheat? That's why when they cheat, on some level, you're like, ah, I'll settle because I've got kids with them, because you cannot make a life for yourself outside of this person. It's painful. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. And if you can resolve your fear of loneliness, then maybe you don't have to settle. Anyway, a third sign is you just have this feeling of being underappreciated or unsupported, you know? You're just settling for poor treatment. Because honestly, your partner needs to be your cheerleader. They need to respect you and they need to be reciprocal. Oh my word. Your efforts in a relationship have to be reciprocated by your partner. And most of the time you see the sign because you're not supported and you're not appreciated because that person is the prize. You're not the prize. You're settling because they are calling the shots of the relationship. If you don't do it their way, you know that it's donezo. So you're settling. And anyway, I don't want to harbor too much on this because I don't want to go over our time. But yeah, that feeling that when you have a dream and you're like, baby, can I do this? And it's just like, but this and that takes priority. And then you already go, okay, cool. Let's do it, what you say. Already, that alone is a sign that there's an issue, right? And then, of course, number four, you ignore your gut and your red flags, right? Mostly, it's scary to be alone, right? It's scary to start over. So even when you're seeing the red flags, you're like, and your gut tells you. Like for me, I have clear red flags that I see in people. Just one, like somebody who tells little white lies, or you see them attempting to manipulate you and you're just like, there are things that I missed out on, which were red flags in the beginning. Like there's a lie that my ex-husband told that was quite significant to me. Like he lied about having a car when he didn't, and just like, why would you lie about that? Like I was gonna like you anyway. I mean, the person I was dating before that, I think, didn't have a car either, so I didn't know why I had a car, but I was young. I mean, I had a car before I was even 21, so I was just like, okay. But that was a major red flag. I mean, this person, it sounds like a white lie, because I was just like, oh, what happened to your car? I made the assumption that they had a car, and instead of being like, no, I don't have a car, they were like, oh, I wrote it off. We were coming out from wherever, whatever, whatever. Just some elaborate story. And then I believed it. But then later on, I found out that, no, actually, it wasn't his car. It was his friend's car. But I was also, because I was still like, oh, no, but insurance? Because you know how a lie doesn't have weight? And you just see that, oh, my God, that was such a big red flag that I should have known immediately that, no, don't. So for me now, anybody who just lies, I'm just like, yeah, this is not going to work. Two, someone who's inconsistent, you know, they are amazing one moment and then another moment they're not. Or you see a mood swing that is just like out of the ordinary and your gut is telling you that, hey, get out. But because you're like, but they tick all the other boxes. I mean, he's the perfect guy on paper. And then you ignore that and then you settle for that. Because for me, I don't define settling as you settling for somebody who maybe is shorter than you or isn't as physically appealing as you might think. I mean, I don't think that that's settling. People are who they are. I think settling is more about how they treat you. Another one is a guy who's just unsure of you. Like, I like you. Or just inconsistent. They're not calling you regularly or consistently, you know? So for me, that is a red flag. And your gut usually tells you, like, God is so amazing that he puts in us that instinct that you know that... But you gaslight yourself into thinking that, it's fine. I'll live with it and I'll deal with the consequences later. And man, oh man, you're going to deal with the consequences later. Anyway, you'll see this. Also, another sign is you lower your standards, right? Hello. Like for me, if you smoke, no. it's not a thing that's going to be a thing in my life. A man who comes in the middle of the night, late hours and whatever, and you just start seeing yourself considering this. Like, if you're the kind of person who doesn't want to be with a married man, start lowering your standards. I mean, there'll even be seasons in your life that you'll settle for bullshit because you don't want to be lonely at that time. I just know there was a period where I was settling because I didn't want the vacancy, because I didn't want to risk taking back an ex that I didn't want, only to find that the person that you're busy messing with is even worse than your ex. So, of course, yeah. Anyway, you will find yourself another sign. The sixth sign is that you'll be emotionally detached. You feel it. Like, and this one you'll see over time that, hey, you just don't feel the same way you did, right? But you're still staying because you're settling. The heart is not doing what the heart is supposed to do, but you're staying because you're getting emotionally detached because this person is just not it, but you're going to force it, hey? And the last one is you're complacent. I saw this one myself, and I defined it as being comfortable, but it wasn't comfort. It was complacency. There's a huge distinct difference between being comfortable in your relationship where you're relaxed, you're yourself, you're authentic, you're accepted, you're celebrated, and you're just comfortable. And then there's you being complacent because you're just letting yourself go because you just know that this is nonsense, but I'm in it, so it's fine because I can't get better than this. And the way to resolve this, right, within yourself is ask yourself, like, why am I in a relationship where affection is a chore? Like, you can even see it in that other person's face, and giving you affection stresses them out. Like, everything you say to this person could lead to an argument. So you're walking on eggshells all the time. You know, the sex is whack. Why are you settling? There's no passion. There's no connection. Why are you doing this? And you're settling because these are the standards that you set for yourself. If you really think about it, we settle mostly when we're at our lowest in terms of self-image, right? And you have to learn to always choose to not settle on yourself. And this is why when you start looking after yourself, because I can tell you, when I was in Big Bend, people in Big Bend likely don't know me from before. So the only thing they could, I think I remember one lady at the bar was just like, oh my goodness, she's gained so much weight. And I was so offended by that. But she was right. Like, she was right. I was just like, my boundaries are very tight. Like, don't comment about my body because, one, I don't know you. And two, I can comment about your face, but I choose not to. So can everybody just keep their opinions about me to themselves? But of course, I was offended because I wasn't happy with how much weight I'd gained. But I was allowing it. And that already in and itself shows you where I was with my own self-image, right? To a point where weight for me, maybe because I don't generally attribute weight to beauty. I know a lot of people that you can be fat and beautiful and more beautiful than a person who's skinny. So I don't attribute it to that. But for me, I felt I wasn't beautiful. I didn't like how I was. I wasn't dressing well. I wasn't taking care of myself. I even was like, oh my goodness, I had so many dental issues when I was in Big Bend. I was so sick when I was in Big Bend all the time. Maybe when I'm a lawyer, you never know, hey, because these people, our people mess around with, can do things to you. But I was just at my worst. Just looking at last year alone, last year I went to the hospital once. Before that, I used to go to the hospital constantly. And when I wasn't in the hospital, I was constantly talking to the doctors. The two doctors in the hospital there where I used to stay, I had their number because I would send them messages. There was always, if it wasn't one thing, it was something else. I was just not okay. But it just shows you, I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't taking care of my health. And it just shows you where I was in terms of my mental state and in my self-perception. So even now, for me, the confidence, like even if I see somebody, I mean, there are a lot of people that I see now that I used to work with, I mean, I have gained weight, but I know I'm not ugly. And I know that I, you know, I look good, I smell good, I know I'm on top of my game in terms of who I think of myself. Yes, I believe I do have aspirations of getting to a certain size or whatever. And I want to hold myself to that because I believe that if I do that and I hold and I don't settle in those areas, I don't settle for eating nonsense or skipping gym days. If I don't settle in those areas, then I won't allow myself to settle in the area of my relationships. I won't allow myself to settle in my jobs because I know myself. I know what I can give myself. So there's no reason why someone else can't give that to me. But if you're already giving yourself like dribs and drabs or whatever is left over, because you give everybody else, you give your husband, your kids, your friends, everything, and then you give yourself scraps, but somehow you hope that the world is going to give you more, you know? So even now with my kids, they know that there's a time where mommy will say, in a day, I need 30 minutes, just me. I need it where I'm not your mom. I'm me. I'm a person that cares and loves for myself. And if they don't give it to me, I take it. I call my friend and I'm like, after work, let's do dinner. And I do dinner with my friend and I give what I deserve so that I don't take less from other people as well. You know, so I hope that this encourages you to just value yourself in the same capacity you expect from others. Right. So, yeah, I hope that does something for you. We're going to keep it within our 30 minutes this week because last week I went over. But, yeah, I think as women, there's one thing I really do want to say. Most of the time we're settling because we're rushing. You know, we're rushing because we believe like there's in the market, there's not enough godly men. And I can tell you that. Of course there is. Of course there are. Of course there's a guy for you. Like I said in the beginning, if somebody said you won't find your dream job, like nobody will hire you and whatever, you'd easily be like, what? The millions of jobs that exist, not one person will be right for me. Even if they say, but you don't have the skills. Yeah, but I'll find a job that requires my skills. You will find your person. There is the reason we're rushing is because we don't want to wait, because we have this scarcity mindset that God didn't put enough good men. There are good men out there. There is a guy who will treat you well, and there is a guy who will treat you well, who will afford the things that you want. You don't have to rush. And it's funny, I was having this conversation with my other friend to say that I know the conversation I had with God about my person, right? And God is very clear about who my person is, because I am very clear about who my person is and the qualities that they have. And God was just giving me comfort that, of course, they're there, but I have to trust his timing. It's definitely not going to happen on my timing. And so I was even telling my friend that sometimes we're messing around with people, but you know that this is not the person or whatever that looks like for you. But don't be afraid to wait. And that's what men are very good at doing. They know how to create a demand for themselves, for the right partner, by not settling and not wanting this. Like, the problem is you want it more. You want marriage. You want relationships. You want love from outside of yourself so much that you can settle. You even want it outside of yourself, and you're not even willing to let God, who is the ultimate your creator, the ultimate source of love that you actually need. You don't even want that more than you want the love of a man. And that's where the nonsense comes, and that's where the settling comes. You need to want God's love for you more than you want the love of a man. Because God's love for you will emanate and it will revive your love for yourself. Because when you know God loves you, it's amazing. It's an amazing place to be, because then you can love yourself. You don't need validation from anyone. But the minute you need it from the other person, they know, they can smell the fear and the desperation. So they then start calling the shots and setting the tempo for the relationship. And that's not how it's going to roll. And as females out there, because I do know I've got a male audience, but the females out there, you need to start elevating the level of consciousness to a point where you allow your guy to come to you. Honestly, what is out there in terms of marriages and relationships is not even the godly standard. So this thing that you're rushing into isn't even what God has designed or ordained for your life. So rather just wait for him to give you your person. Even if he gives you your person in your 40s or in your 50s or in your late 30s, but that will be your person that God has chosen for you. So don't settle when you feel that red flag. And I mean real red flags, not he's short or he's got a mkaba or whatever. A real red flag that this person doesn't treat me well. This person doesn't see me. My confidence isn't up. I'm not the version of me that I want to be when I'm with this person. You need to be able to say, you know what? From my observations, you're a good person, but you're not mine. And it's okay. I'm not afraid. Mine won't pass me by. Anyway, I'll leave you guys with that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a lovely, lovely Sunday. Goodbye.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see each other next week, same time, same place. Remember to like, subscribe, and share. And if you're ever so kind, please leave a comment either on your podcasting platform or send me a direct DM or a WhatsApp. Love you. Bye.